Dr. George Dimitri, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
Good morning, I'm Taylor Wilson, and this is 5 Things You Need to Know to Get Your Tuesday Started. Coming up, the Charleston church shooter will not offer a defense, Congress returns, and Dakota Access Pipeline Stadium protesters will be charged. To get you started, Dylan Roof today will make an opening statement when the sentencing phase of his trial resumes, but that's it. The 22-year-old, convicted of killing 9 churchgoers at a Charleston church in 2015, is expected to offer no defense as a jury considers whether he should be given life in prison or face the death penalty. Roof's decision to serve as his own lawyer was made against the advice of his defense team, who had sought to present psychologists and psychiatrists who would testify he suffers from an undisclosed mental defect, but Roof opposed that move. A new Republican-controlled Congress begins today, with 17 days until Donald Trump is inaugurated on the 20th. High on the agenda are 2 bills, the Midnight Rules Act and the Reins Act. The bill's provisions were initially conceived as a check on President Obama's power, but could become reality shortly after the inauguration. The House may also consider a non-binding resolution disapproving of the UN Security Council's vote, calling on Israel to stop building settlements in the West Bank. The U.S. abstained in that vote, allowing it to pass. Next on the list, authorities today plan to file formal charges against 3 protesters of the Dakota Access Pipeline, who were arrested on charges of disrupting the Vikings-Bears game on Sunday. Police say protesters climbed the roof of U.S. Bank Stadium before hanging a banner with the U.S. Bank logo and the words, quote, divest, hashtag no DAPL. The $3.8 billion pipeline's construction has been on hold since the Army Corps of Engineers' announcement in December that it would hold off on a final phase of the project, connecting oil from Illinois to North Dakota. This weekend, suspects were released Monday and are expected to be formally charged with burglary and gross trespassing, both misdemeanors. Network TV schedules will shake off the holiday cobwebs this week, with a number of shows launching or returning. LeBron James' NBC game show The Wall returns tonight at 8 Eastern and Pacific, while Fox's The Mick will also slide into its regular time slot at 8:30. The show stars Caitlin Olsen, who will continue holding her role on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. And last on the list, the Consumer Electronics Show is right around the corner, kicking off Thursday in Las Vegas. Today marks the first of 2 media days when telecommunications company Qualcomm, electronic vehicle startup Faraday Future, and smartphone e-brand Honor are some of the companies expected to make announcements. Stay up to date with the conference through the weekend on usatoday.com. In weather, it may be wet on both coasts. Here's meteorologist Topper Shutt.
Happy New Year. All right, we have wet systems on both coasts. So wet on the West Coast, wet on the East Coast. Rain and snow for California and Oregon. And some of that snow is going to be almost to the coast, unseasonably cold in the Northwest. Snow showers in the Rockies, wet commutes from the Ohio Valley, up and down I-95 with some thunderstorms in the southeast, and some snow in the northern Great Lakes, although that's not a particularly heavy system.
You can get more episodes of 5 Things on iTunes, where you can also rate and review, and on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and Audioboom. 5 Things is part of the USA Today podcast network.
Dr. George Dimitri, medical oncologist, Dana-Farber Cancer Institute.
Over the past 5 years, 51% of all FDA-approved cancer drugs have had substantial input from Dana-Farber scientists and clinical investigators. And that comes from the culture here, the very basic curiosity-driven scientists that are probing really how cancer works, and then the expert clinicians that interact with patients and families every day. It's not easy to have input at a substantive level to new drugs that are safe and effective at treating cancer. So our whole mantra has always been to try to minimize risks to patients and yet try to maximize the opportunity of finding how effective a new treatment could be. And that means understanding cancer really, really deeply.
At Dana-Farber, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.